All right, Erica, are we ready? Take it
I
from the
believe
top.
we are.
Five, six, seven, eight. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Flow Getter. Today, we are talking about trust and why trusting the universe is the key to everything. Erica, you had told me about this topic today. So, why do you think trust is the key to everything? What have you noticed in the world? What's going on?
I have noticed, so in recent conversations and just recent observations with other people, I've noticed this lack of trust in oneself. And that, I think, is the entryway to fear and pretty much anything that's wrong, quote unquote, wrong, or any problems. Start with this lack of trust and of oneself. And so if we just learn to trust just the very basic, simple intuition, emotions, gut reactions, thoughts that pop in our heads, that seem random, but just all these, or even like signs in the physical world, it's like, oh, I keep seeing this thing that keeps popping up. Keep seeing the number, whatever, or I keep seeing this color, such an, or somebody keeps repeating this thing, or I keep whatever. Trust that that is like, those are all signs that we need to trust in whatever that is, and not like question it. I think there's so much questioning, which is a good thing when it's not trying to problem solve. Questioning just like out of curiosity, staying open in wonderment. Kind of delighting in the or enjoying the idea of surprise, like those sorts of questioning, I think is healthy because that's how we learn and grow. And one way that we learn and grow. But when it comes to problem solving, I think too much time we give our power away and we don't trust what's actually going on inside. And I could give myriad examples just based on conversation I've had recently or things I've seen. For example, when a lot of times, and I do this, I've done this, we lean on someone else like for advice. And that's not a bad thing. I think when you again approach it from more of a curious, like, okay, I'm open to some stuff, but then whatever you're getting from a person or from, your external environment in the way of an answer. That's when you go inside and you say, okay, does this feel right? I'm not just going to take this person's, words because they're not in my body. They don't know what's best for me. Only I know what's best for me. So that's kind of, those are the thoughts I've been
So
having.
huge. Oh my God. Okay. I've got like 85 thoughts and questions.
Good.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, your use of the word myriad was grammatically correct. And thank you.
Yay.
Some people say a myriad of. No, it's just myriad. And then, so you did great. Thank you. Thank you for using grammar. That's my NPR moment. Okay. Or if you didn't, it sounded in my head you did. Okay. Anyway,
Don't know. I'll have to
side
go
note.
back and
Okay.
listen.
Now, did it actually
I'll
happen?
edit
Let me
it so that it actually
edit it so
did.
that it is true. Okay. So the trust in oneself. So I have noticed recently that it's a form of self-love and it's a form of self-confidence, self-esteem, self-respect, all that kind of stuff. And it does seem to be the fundamental thing, shift that decides whether you're going to make good choices or bad choices. And it's sort of an epidemic, I think, in the sense that, and I'll say I was afflicted with this previous in my life, so I'm not
Who
pointing
wasn't?
any fingers. But as you grow to trust yourself more, you're like, why haven't I done this forever? Oh my gosh. And the fear is so instilled in us from cultural upbringing, the messaging we get from every place, especially now that we're in the digital age. I grew up not in the digital age, and I'm so thankful for that because I remember what it was like to just have nothing to really research, or to, you just had to go with your best choice and see what happened. So that's amazing. I've noticed that the trust, it's like if you haven't developed this, I think it's a decision point to just say, I'm just going to start trusting myself. It's not, well, how do you start believing in yourself? There's an incredible power inside each one of us that within every fiber of our existence. And that is ultimately guiding you. But it's like we're so separated from the higher self or the bigger self, or even if you're a total atheist, there's probably some amount of consciousness connection that you have, knowing that there's a deeper wisdom. And we're all so removed from it. We're so in the matrix, right? And okay, fine. We came to play the game. And if you want to take your life to that next level, trusting yourself is that next step.
Beautifully said. Yeah. I agree. So if you think about, it's funny. I work with a woman who's got, I think she's a 2-year-old, and my kid was similar. They sort of have this quote unquote stubborn streak where it's like, you tell them what's happening and yep. Yes. And we all kind of, I was brought up in a home where I was taught to behave, you know, and do things this way, versus trusting what was going on in here. And not to say that my parents discouraged me from trusting what was going on in here, but there were definitely rules.
Yeah.
And so I think kids intrinsically know, the younger the better, you know, they intrinsically know to trust their own gut. It's like, no, I don't want that. Or yes, I want that. And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to scream louder because I know that I want that. It's like all 100% what's going on inside. I don't care what you say, you know, I don't care what societal norms are. That's not my thing.
Not my deal.
My deal. Yeah. And so, but as we get older, oftentimes that's kind of beaten out of us. As you know, like I started seeing someone and he's fabulous. And he's a great example. The reason I bring him up is because he is someone who's seemingly, just based on stories he's told me and just, you know, life experiences and just who he is, seems to be someone who has trusted himself more than most people I've ever known. Wow. Like from a very early age.
Impressive.
Like, yeah. Like this is someone who he was offered, not really offered, but he grew up in environment where I think Catholicism or some form of Christianity was like a thing, the thing that, you know, his parents practiced. And like at age 7, he's like, no, I already know.
No.
Yeah. Like what 7-year-old is like, nope. I know enough to know that that's not the thing. That's just, nope, done. You know, it took me like, I was in my 20s and I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't, you know, or like maybe not teens, but still, point being like, I think when we really learn to trust ourselves, and think of any time you've ever trusted yourself, you know, any time, chances are that probably worked out for you.
Yeah. I think it's right? A true trust too. It's not just impulse, crazy impulse. There is, yes, a difference between impulsivity based off your emotional uncomfortability and then a true knowingness inside yourself. And even people you know which mode they're in when they're talking. You're like, yeah, you're in spun out mode. And, you know, and I think it's good to see that in other people because you know that you are doing that. And then you can kind of go, oh, I'm in spun out mode, not true knowing mode. And then you're like, well, why am I trying to make a decision if I'm not in true knowing mode? And yes, how do I get back to true knowing mode? Because I'm, you know, you, if you take a second, you know which mode you're in.
Oh, absolutely. This is a great point because you're right. When, you know, we talked about this in the last podcast about making decisions based on when you're in more of a peaceful feeling state versus that anxious feeling state or that kind of wobbly feeling state. Even if it feels like you're saying that impulse could be exciting, but when it's infused with some form of nervousness, you're probably not in the right space to really know to trust. You know, it's like, oh, that sounds super fun and exciting. I'm going to go to that party. Yay. You know, I'm only 14, but I'm still going to go to that party that has alcohol in it, you know, but, or alcohol in it, but I'm, there's an excitement there and it feels maybe in the moment like the right choice. But my guess is there's a nervousness around it too.
Yeah. Well, and everyone's so, driven by, so we all have an ego. We've talked about this so many times, right? The ego is the other, is the part of you that's really plugged into the matrix, right? And it's it helps anchor you here. It's got a point, right? So it helps you go, okay, here's what the game is. The game is, you know, freak out, save money, make all the right choices. You know, it's just trying to help you get through the game. But that's not usually in alignment with the higher stuff. So it's, but you need it to kind of play the game. So it's this delicate, like, okay, I'm going to go to the party because I want to socialize, but I know that I'm not going to do anything stupid because I have a little bit of 14-year-old foresight, which maybe those don't, words don't go together. I don't know. It's been a while. My stepdaughter's really old now. So I'm like, did
I said a thing?
Foresight? Yeah, is that it? It's an oxymoron. No, there are a handful of 14-year-olds who have foresight. Yeah, but so we kind of back to the person that you're seeing, the idea is that I love when you see people that really trust themselves, but without ego, because there's people that their ego can come off as confidence, which I think we've seen recent political figures and other leaders of the world. And then people, they eventually get in trouble because their egos are so strong that it sounds very similar to confidence, but it's actually not true inner knowing, like your Dalai Lamas or whatever, you know. They have this inner knowing and inner confidence as well, but we all really fall for the alpha ego confidence because people are scared. So kind of back to the trust thing is like, when did you start learning to listen to yourself? And when did I start listening to myself? And it just feels so good when you remember to do it. And you're like, yeah, I'm not gonna, even when you get new information, like, oh, that could be true. I'm like, yes, but is it true for you? You know,
yes. I was going to ask you a question. Can you think of an example, recent or not recent, of when you trusted yourself, even when it felt like in a way you were going against the grain of what you were seeing and hearing around you, and it worked out? And that was a good question.
That's a huge question. I wish something would pop in my head. But like, yeah, totally. For me, I think it's in micro moments where, I mean, a lot of times, you know, I'm really into health stuff. And sometimes that's irony because I stress out enough that it ruins my health. But I'm now being paid to relax, so I'm totally chill. Here's a good example. So, and this is sort of off topic a little bit, but so there's usually like a typical recommended diet for a particular health challenge. And And I did the opposite of what it said. And it's like my joint inflammation totally went away. All these things just totally changed. And I was like, oh, glad I followed my own advice. You know, so things like that is that it really has to resonate with me to do it. And I think there's something about when you get older, you've made enough mistakes, you've listened to enough people, or at least I feel like I have, that now I'm just like, yeah, I'm just going to do what I want to do now. I'm tired of it. You know, you kind of reach that point where that's how you get wisdom, is you start believing in yourself. And wisdom, you know how they say healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm like, okay, now getting all three. It's great. You know, like the wisdom part is really huge. And I think that's where the self-trust comes in. Do you have a particular example that you can think of? I kind of drew a blank, but
no, it was great. That was a great example, because I think that'll resonate. I mean, that even resonated with me. It's the same thing when it comes to diet and kind of physical this world stuff. Because and kind of to piggyback off of what you said, like the exercise stuff. For me, I definitely have to. I'm more and more just listen to what feels good versus you'll hear, oh, recommended 30 minutes 3 times a week, or, you know, or like and then get your heart rate up to this number. And then, you know,
yeah.
or whatever, there's all sorts of rules around how you're supposed to exercise. And I'm like, yeah, okay. My 46-year-old body, you know, wants different forms of exercise versus my 26-year-old body, you know, yeah. it's like,
they have a mind of their own. Definitely.
Yeah. You know, and I'm like, and it's funny because I take these yoga, these like on-demand yoga courses, but like the teachers and the people in the class are all probably like at the oldest, maybe mid-30s, you know, and they're all this like solid. Yes.
They're babies.
Yes. And they're doing all this stuff. And I'm like, all right, I need to do a modified version of that.
Yeah.
You're you know, and that's, yeah, or I'll hurt myself. So my body is saying no.
And then you can't podcast. You'd be like, right. I can't podcast. I pull the muscle.
Yeah. I got to go at my pace. I got to do my thing. I got to listen to what's good for me.
And at the same time, I'll say from observing you, you're the kind of person that just because you need to slow down, every time I talk to you, I got to go do yoga. Because you feel the need to exercise. You just don't go hardcore. So I think that's a great example of listening to your body, which is a form of listening to yourself. To get yourself, not to get yourself, but your body is like, I like moving, let's do it. But then you're listening to yourself while you're watching it going, yeah, but I need to take it down a peg. And so there's sort of these two where you just heard the call of the body. And then when you put, okay, body, we're going to do this. And then body's like, can we not go hardcore? And you're like, okay. So it's like you're dialing it back. So there's sort of a double trust there, I think.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. It's like, okay, I need to move when I need to move. And this kind of goes into even like we, you and I have talked about, you know, working and sitting in front of a computer all day. And it's like, okay, like how, that can be the hardest time to listen to your body. Cause you're like, okay, now I have to choose between meeting this deadline and getting up and moving around sometimes. Yes. Not that it's always the case, but often it feels that way. It's like, no, I don't want to let anyone down, you know, in the professional world. Yeah. But my body's screaming at me to get up and move.
Screaming. And it literally gets to the screaming. Point where it's screaming. And I started listening. And it what's the great thing about that is that the world doesn't fall apart. And you sometimes get rewarded for choosing yourself. So that's really the big lesson, I think, a lot of times is like, oh, just choose yourself in little bits and see how it starts working out for you. Caveat. If you have strong beliefs that you deserve nothing and nothing will ever work out for you, then that's going to be a problem because your beliefs are going to put the lenses on your life and also draw those experiences to you. So the main thing is to see how your beliefs are doing. But I think if you get to the point where you can choose yourself and you go, you know, my body and I are more worth it than this stupid deadline for this stupid thing that's doesn't mean anything to anyone at the end of the day. It's a pretty easy choice. You just have to start. Once you start choosing yourself, it's an indication that you have changed your beliefs, essentially. I think.
Yeah, I agree.
At least that's how it worked with me, where I was like, I'm just choosing me now, forget it. And it works out. Like things get easier, you know, financially things are better. You know, it's like, it's not huge. You just notice these little shifts. And then months down the line, you're like, oh, that's so different.
Yeah. You know,
you're not going to notice this magic overnight anything, but you definitely feel the shifts. Everything's subtle, right?
Yeah. And exactly. That's 100%.
Yeah.
And to your point, you know, if you like sometimes or oftentimes I've found if I'm forcing myself to try to push through like a project for work, what I've noticed is if I do take that time to, you know, it's like I'm pushing an even bigger boulder uphill when I sit there and try to push through it.
Yeah.
Whereas if I just took the 15 minutes to move my body some kind of way and then came back, it would like, it moves faster, you know, because now I have the energy. Now I can sit for, you know, a little bit longer and finish the thing up. So it's almost
blood,
like,
yeah, it's moved through.
Your blood's now moving. Yeah. You've reconnected with your legs. So
yes. And your lymph has now moved because health tip, your lymph is your garbage disposal. It only moves when you do. It has no pump. Thus, you need to clean out your garbage. So if you're stuck at your desk, remind yourself you need to take out the garbage. So bounce around, move around, do something for 10 minutes at least, and then sit down. It's really hard to get yourself to do it. I'm a super hyper responsible, deadline oriented person. And if I've managed to do it, so can you. It's possible.
It's just possible.
Muscle your way into that one. Yeah.
I have a thought. It's kind of okay. Going in a different
next
direction.
Next chapter.
Different direction. Swipe. Yeah. So I want to talk about this idea of trust in an and world. They kind of go hand in hand because I think.
I'm gonna say that again. Trust in an and world.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for
and,
clarifying.
And is the title or and world
and,
is the title.
And world. And exactly. Title.
Okay.
Andy. Yeah. So. I think sometimes when we think we don't have, when we think we have to choose one thing or that only one thing exists, that can get us into trouble because we're sitting here getting feedback from our outside world saying, oh no, if you don't do this, then that, and fear, and your gut saying, or your insides are like, but wait, that doesn't totally feel right. That something feels off about that. When you open your mind up to the idea that that can be true for someone, whatever you just heard can be true for someone, maybe the person saying it, or maybe they've seen it work for 5,000 other people, but you might be the one person that might not work for, you know, when you trust what's going on in here and say, wait, there's another option. There's an and there that I'm not going to discount that that might've worked for you or that might've worked for those 5,000 people. And this other thing is going to work for me. So
I love it.
Yeah.
And I love that you didn't put a button there. You're like,
and
like, that's true. And this is also true.
Yes. I think a lot of times a nice little exercise that I like to do sometimes is I stop myself from saying, but, or, I'm like, and that feels good. Cause then it totally opens me up to the idea that, yeah, that can exist. And that's not maybe my path. I'm going to go this way. You know, or, and I almost said or.
oh my God, and, don't
and
ever
it
say
also,
or.
Don't ever say or. And it also eliminates judgment. When we keep our minds open to, okay, somebody made this choice and it's not a choice I would ever make for myself. And they made that choice and that's their path and that's going to be good for them or it is good for, or whatever. It doesn't even matter because it's not
it's
our
their
life.
Yeah.
Their path. Yeah. All that
so
matters
deeper
is
self-trust equals greater free from judgment,
yes.
freeing yourself from judging others. Because when you judge others, what happens to your energy? It's not like it's morally bad or whatever. Because, you know, like it's fun. Sometimes you're like, oh my God, oh my God, you know, but what happens to your energy? That's the real question is, did your energy get brighter and thrive more or did it go a little more? Like it's subtle most of the time. You know, that guy's a crappy driver. How did he pull up? Like, I'm like, just all the things people, you know, or you, like you said, you see something that, like, why would they ever choose that? They're so crazy. And why would they do that? It's like, when you're in that frame of mind, your light just gets a little dimmer.
Absolutely.
And that's going to affect your health and your life and your manifesting and everything. So there's no benefit, but I will say when you do find yourself judging, I thought of this last night because I was thinking about someone I know who made a choice that I was like, wow, that kind of depth charged all your, like, that was like the so opposite direction of your goals. And I went, okay, but what is that choice that they're making? And the fact that you're kind of thinking about it and analyzing it and judging it a little, what is that telling you about you? Right? Like it's never about them. Mm-hmm. You don't really care. You just care about you and you care about being right and blah, 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 blah. But I thought, okay, if I'm not really caring about being right, it was really, oh, I hope I'm not making those mistakes. And oh, I think I am making those mistakes just a little, like a small version. That's maybe an exaggerated version, but I'm making choices that are the opposite of my goals. It's just not as dramatic. My goals are less dramatic. The choices against those goals or away from those goals are less dramatic. So I think that's why those things catch our attention. And here's the headline. what I was noticing about that experience was that person wasn't trusting themselves. It was all back to, I don't know, and I just, you know, fear and all those things. So again, it's back to that connection with the inner awesome.
The inner awesome. And this is great. What I just realized is like what you said just about, you know, even little judgments that don't feel like judgments, like, well, I'm not a judgmental person, but when we kind of make a snap or, you know, oh, that person shouldn't have done that. Or, you know, oh, that driver's terrible or whatever it is. If you check in with yourself every time you have a thought like that, does it feel good? No, it never feels good. Never.
Yeah, prove it to me that it feels good.
No, yeah, that never feels good. You might think it feels good because you, like for a moment where you feel like you're, oh yeah, I've made those mistakes and oh my God, you know, and rolling your eyes at that person, yeah. I'm so much better than that. Or there's might be a feeling of, oh, thank God I'm not the only one who does that stupid shit, you know?
Still, there's more of us.
Still a form of, yeah, there's still a form of judgment. But you might think there might be a tiny bit of feeling of relief, but underneath that is like, oh, but I'm still making that choice, or right. I just made that choice. There's right. still an ick feeling around.
It is. And I feel like there's value in that. If you can stop there and kind of go, okay, so what is this telling you? This tells you to maybe double down on you choosing yourself. Right? Yes. Like that's really what it comes down to. Because anything you're pointing, you know, even to bad drivers, they're obviously out of their mind because their emotions are off. So because they're not choosing themselves. And when I say choosing yourself, I mean, it's like self-trust, all that. So you can kind of pull it all back to the same thing of they're all out of their minds. What does this tell you? You need to get in yourself, choose yourself, love yourself, trust yourself, all that stuff. That's all the other work. That is the work that must be done. And all it is just a state of mind. That's all it is. And I hate to say just because it's really hard to adjust your state of mind sometimes because your emotions are strong, your fear is strong, your ego is strong. However, like whenever you find yourself judging, just be like, okay, this is about me choosing me at the end of the day. Like just skip all the stuff, skip the analyzing, skip the, what does it all mean? To just go to, I'm judging something. Okay, I need to get more in touch with myself. Okay, deep breath. Okay, like just don't care what happened. Don't care what happened. Like unless someone has come after you with a fork and trying to stab you with it, that's a whole different thing. Yes, call the police and run. But like everyday junk that happens, whether it's at work, personal, automotive related, whatever, like get back to yourself. And I mean, I'm getting way better at that, closing that gap between that time. But I used to not be. I would like so not be that person. I'd be like, oh my God, can you like, can we talk about this for 1,000 years and analyze and whatever? Because it was something to, but I'm like, yeah, but it's a gift for you to look at you. That's all the rest of it is, right?
That's exactly it. Life is a mirror. That's exactly it. And what's fabulous, here's what's great, is the better you get at trusting yourself, the less you notice other people who don't. It's like, at least you might notice it, but it's not in any form of judgmental way. It's just like, you see it.
It's a compassionate, loving.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's an unconditional, loving compassion. That's perfect.
Yeah, you can just be there with them and just be like, I'm here with you. And I'm not going to try and make you be different. I'm not going to try and fix it. I'm not going to judge it. Just be there with them, which is a huge step from where most of us live all day, which is rare.
Yeah.
You know, just in little ways, right? No one's ever like, oh, yay. You know, most people are just a little sassy
inside, you know? a little inside, sassy, and then it comes out a little bit,
mm-hmm. And we just shove it down, and then we're like, why do I have so many diseases? Well, because you shoved all your because you shoved it all down there. That's why. You know, and then we don't want to feel it. This is another insight, because nobody knows how to get it out of them, which will be another podcast. We're not going to go there today, but we have lots of strategies for how to get all your negative emotions out of your energy field by Lisa and Erica, coming next. next week on our podcast.
We touched on it a little bit last time or two podcasts ago. I don't remember. It was,
I love,
like,
that you actually remember what we did.
We touched, I remember. Well, how many times have I been watching these to edit them?
That's true. Erica's our resident editor. Thank you, Erica.
Just ask me. I'll remember.
I know. I'm like, what's it called? Just give it a title. Post it. Good. I'm going to do this.
It's the only thing I remember, though, because I don't remember really anything else. So
yeah. Well, it's the most important words on earth. Thank you all, Flowgetter listeners. So, okay. So to put our final, I won't say final, but our, we'll now go to the third chapter of this podcast, which is, I want to kind of get even deeper if we can for a moment.
Love it.
Okay. So we're going to keep the people that literally believe in nothing kind of off this conversation for a moment. But I think we can all agree that there's something super intelligent behind the nature that we see, behind the miracle of the body, behind life itself. So we're going to call that, for this conversation, source or source energy of the universe. That's kind of the words we use. Feel free to call it whatever you'd like. There are many names. So how, when people don't feel particularly connected to it, I think people, you know, they're looking for a spiritual feeling or something that says, okay, I'm connected with this great thing. But a lot of times that's, again, busy days, lots of things to do. People aren't feeling that connected. But I think if you really think about the grandiose nature, I'm, as everyone probably knows by now, super into like science, and even quantum theory is like, so 5 minutes ago, like there's new math and new physics and all this groovy stuff happening that's making the complexity of the unseen realms really, 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 like, you thought it was magic, now it's like ultra magic, right? And it's so beyond our comprehension, right? So, but it's like, well, okay, but my day to day, I'm not really feeling very connected to it. And so if you don't feel very connected to it, that level of trust in yourself, because maybe I don't trust in my personality, maybe my personality is going off, but my inner self can trust the source, the creation of life, right? So from your perspective, and you've had crazy days, you have a child, you have a job, how can we give our best advice to people to connect with something greater than themselves so they can at least connect to that level of trust without the dogma, without the, my mind has to get all involved with the right, you know, words. How does that work for you, and what's your advice to other people?
I love this question because the thing that comes to mind is understanding that it's not out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here. And it always has been. The magic, the reason we don't think we see magic is because we see it all the time.
Okay. It's, quotables. Okay.
Love it. That's so amazing. It's, we just sort of have become, it's like, we want more and more and more. And that's natural. You know, it's like, oh, I've seen this, you know, we don't think of things in terms of miracles, the everyday stuff in terms of miracles, but they are. Even the way our bodies work, and this is all science. This right here is science. How does this work by itself? Like, do you know what I mean? That's, and I think that I don't know that it's necessary that we have to, you know, praise it every single day, but remembering that the miracles and the magic is here. And there's just so much, it's literally everywhere. Like the big stuff, like, so for example, if you think about, I've been thinking a lot about how we've gone from kind of the trajectory that we're going, which I think is beautiful in terms of how we see other human beings and the differences. I mean, we went from, you know, not even seeing people of other colors as human. We went from there. Right. Exactly. And now we're shifting more, where we're starting to see people of different gender identities. And mm-hmm. obviously they're human. Like, that's something that I think if you threw 50 years ago or 100 years, like that, exactly.
5 years ago,
yes.
And so, still to the, yeah.
It's still
better.
It's better. Yeah. It's not where it should be, as we know, but it's certainly better than it has been. And so when I think of those things, I'm like, okay, so I feel like we're prepping ourselves for the arrival of the aliens. You know, it's like we're seeing more and more difference. We're celebrating more and more difference in one another.
Right.
Because we've seen it, but we'd never celebrated it. Right. And that's magical to me when, you know, we think, oh, we want to skip over all this stuff that already is here, all the magic that's already here. We want to skip over that and see something that's totally mind blowing. And yes, I want to see it too. And I don't doubt that some people have seen that stuff. And I don't doubt that we could, like, now. Absolutely. I also, though, have to remind myself that there's magic right here every single day. Like, for example, I was thinking about the, here's an example. So, you know, the pictures that I've taken with the green orb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you show one person, they might be like, oh yeah, there's just the reflection of the sun. I'm like, yes, it is. And it's also this magical energy that was there. I might not have been able to see it with my eyes without the camera, but it showed up in this camera. And to me, it's pure magic. And I'm going to choose that. I'm going to choose to celebrate that thing that somebody else might be like, whatever, that's just a reflection. And I'm like, okay, that's fair. But because I want to feel the magic and I want to feel the awesome, I'm going to see it in the way that I want to see it. And I'm going to, you know what I mean? So it is always a choice. And we can choose to see the miracles that happen literally in front of our face every single day. I mean, it's
I time. Love it. Okay. So to encapsulate it, you choose to see the goodness, and the goodness will build the trust.
Yes.
And so it's a choice. Your perception is your choice. Absolutely. And for me, like, I think move your hand and my hand moves. Like, that's a miracle. Like, okay. So something in a unlocalized meeting, where is it? Consciousness said, have a thought about moving your hand and making these words. And then it's happening. And all these electrical things are making muscles and joints move with complete, you know, like nuance. It's not like robot hand, you know. And so just that alone, if you wake up every day and be like, oh my God, I have hands. Yes, hands. That alone would get you there. You know, just being in a body. Even if your body's in pain, but like not all of it's in pain, except for there are people with that problem. But most people, there's a portion of your body that feels fine. Go with it. Yay. Like if your thighs are feeling great today, celebrate. And then what you were saying about like these, like having it to be super exciting. It's like you are missing the memo if you aren't. Didn't Einstein say something like you either think it's all amazing or none of it's amazing?
I don't know.
There's some great quote. We'll post it somewhere. It's something about this idea that like you either see it all as a miracle or you're just that person that is like, whatever, where's my next big thing? And I think if you're in that state of mind, you're really not connecting with yourself because you're just, your ego's in charge of you. It's like, where's the next big awesome thing? This is body schmati, life schmife, like nature schmager. They all have a shmeeting. And you know, it's like how we start is we start right here, right now. Someone made a bed for you. People didn't have beds thousands of years ago. I mean, they did, but were they like,
they're like, hey,
did they have pillow tops?
Cold.
Yeah. Yeah, they're totally cold and full of insects and stuff.
Yes.
Like, come on. Like a bed is a miracle. Pillows, especially if you, I mean, I don't have this, but like if, you know, if a goose has died to give you a pillow, like you should be like, thank you, gooses, probably more than one. you know, just all the different things. And then of course, all of the electronics are allowing this to happen right now and connect people all over the world with each other. I mean, it's amazing. And we don't take the time to just be like, it's amazing. And that's how, so essentially that's how you lean into the trust. Because if you start to see things as a miracle and all the simple things, and they're, you're just surrounded by it, you're going to then have trust in creation, in source. You're like, okay, there's It's in me. It's around me. I'm in it. It's in me.
I'm a walking, like, magical thing. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. You're not taking it for granted. And of course, that's going to also raise your light and your energy and your vibration, because you're going to be in a yay mode instead of a mode.
Yes.
Which I do Monday through Thursday. I know. But however, you know, that I think that's the strategy that I second your motion on that. I think I'm 100% in agreement with it. And listeners, we'd like to know, if you really did do that for a number of days. I know a friend of mine actually was telling me, I said, how's it going? And she's like, I've just been in, like, I don't care what's going on. I'm just in positive mode. She's like, life has been so much better. Someone said that to me yesterday. And I'm like, wow. Okay. Like, and there's nothing extraordinary, quote unquote, in her life. And yet it is extraordinary, because she's alive and she's seen the beauty of life. And so that is really the answer to leaning into that trust. And then, because if we're in some weird matrix simulation or blah, 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 you can believe whatever you want, but you still need to have fun while you're here. You still need to enjoy it.
Yes.
You know, and right in this moment, if you're listening to this podcast, you're hopefully not on fire and being chased by a lion and a piano is going to fall on your head. Like, nothing bad's going to happen right this very second. Like, you're fine. So you may not be fine in, you know, yesterday or the future, but, like, right now, get into that mode. And I think it really shifts everything.
It does. If you ever think about, I've started to sort of think about how you give the same exact circumstances to two different people who have very different ways of looking at life.
Yeah.
Circumstances are the same. One person could be focusing on what the lack, you know, part, mm-hmm. like what's missing.
Been there. Oh yeah.
And the other person could be focused on, you know, what is right in front of them and the appreciation of it. And yet they each have the same exact situation. So it really is perspective, and it really is, you know, when you start to see it, it does become a snowball effect, because, like you said, when you start to just appreciate and see things as magical, you're just creating a snowball effect of more and more things to appreciate and more things to feel. Oh my God, that's pure magic. You know, synchronicities in life are magic. You know, when you have a thought at the same time as someone else, that's something to celebrate. I mean, you're pulling in energy, and you're right. You're there in the same page. You know, when you're, you know, whatever it is, like, that seems mundane, that maybe you've looked at it as mundane, being mundane, but maybe if you shift your perspective and see it as, wow, that's pretty freaking cool.
It is pretty freaking cool. And here's why. It can be taken away from you like that. Like, death can come for you at any second. So until death gets here, because it's coming, like, appreciate it. And because it's, you know, that's like the one thing we can count on, right? So you can go, okay, before death gets here, what do I want to do? I want to appreciate being in the physical world, even if I have no money and life sucks and my lover just left me. I'm like, yes, but you still have ears.
Like, yes.
Into your ears.
You can still see things. Yeah.
Well, I've pulled myself out of really dark places with this strategy. So I'm not just like, you know, that easy for you to say. I'm like, I have been in some tough moments. And I will tell you, you just find the one thread of one thing that's good. And you just keep forcing yourself to put that appreciation there. It grows, it takes over, it recovers your lawn with new plants. It's awesome. And your life changes. And it's huge. I mean, absolutely. And so, kind of back to the trust thing, this is the way in. This is the gateway. And of course, listeners, we want to hear from you and what works for you. Like, there are strategies that we've either forgotten about, don't know about. And also too, I want to know, like, how much you trust. Like where, dear audience, where are you at with that? Like, how do you feel about trusting yourself and trusting the universe? And, like, what's blocking you if you're having trouble with that? Because we also want to see if we can help there too. So, Erica, any final thoughts?
Oh, I could talk about this stuff all day
All
long.
day.
All
I want to take
day.
a
I love
bubble
it.
bath.
But I think it
Well,
is a good stopping point.
it's a good stopping point. Well, thank you everyone for listening. And please visit our website, flowgetter.com. We have all kinds of goodies for you there. And of course, give the video or podcast or whatever a like and subscribe. That helps us a lot. And don't miss a thing. So we'll see you next time. Thanks, Erica.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye.
Bye.